Hello, it is Monday the 31st of December 2012, and you're listening to the final episode of 2012's Lose Bag Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Ed. With me is Henry.
Hello.
With him is Nick.
Hello.
And we're going to be doing a bit of end-of-the-year reviewing.
Yeah, something like that.
Henry is really not looking forward to it.
The podcast is on now. It's recording now, so I have to pretend that I'm enthusiastic. Now.
Nick's slightly more enthusiastic.
Yay!
And I'm all about the enthusiasm. But to bring us all to the same level of hatred of all humanity, I've got another box of Swedish candy right here.
Oh! Although no one knew about the last one because we didn't put that episode out.
Nope, but they get to relive the experience they'll never live.
So just live the experience.
I don't know what I'm going to start. Let's start with something box.
Can you give us a bit of a backstory with the Swedish or Finnish candy?
Right, well, basically, Swedish candy is notorious for being absolutely shite.
Yeah.
That's really the entire backstory.
Yeah, I just thought you should probably...
So I bought a whole box. We're going to start off with something which has the potential for it being nice. It's Bjornar Sura.
The
bear's Bjornar. Back just looks so hench and scary.
Bjornar Sura.
It's like, that's not a jelly baby teddy bear.
Even
that's
the one with flowers in its hair looks like it's crushing a little bit.
Right, I've got this one because I want to prove that not all Swedish candy can be horrible.
It looks really good, actually, yeah.
They're
shaped like gummy bears.
Can someone tip some in my hand? So these ones could be alright. So on three.
One.
Though Swedish candy is always deceiving.
All three at the same
okay.
time?
Yeah, just pop them in and let's go.
They're really nice, actually.
Yeah.
Tastes like mildly sour jelly babies.
And like the last sweet, it's got a bit of a sour kick on the second.
I could do a few more of those.
That just tastes like shitty sweets you get anyway.
Your mic needs to be closer to your mouth.
Yeah.
Rule of thumb.
It just sounds
more
like,
angled.
It just sounds like shitty candy you get in like a shitty little bag.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
The sour bears, I would actually buy that in a shop without...
I would.
Great, well that's exciting, wasn't it?
So,
moving on
to...
This is
Bjornar.
Now it's the black...
Bjornar, Salta.
Is this salt flavoured?
Well, let's see, shall we, Nick?
Oh, God. I don't want one.
These
I don't want that many!
Just grab some out of this.
Nick only wanted one, and Ed poured about, 15 into his hand, maybe.
I am not... Okay, three, that's good.
Oh, I've got four. I think
bad.
That means I win.
this is like the Bjornar's brother. So you've had sour, and now we got the black one.
Salta.
Oh, God.
He's a pirate.
Right.
All right, go.
On three. One, two, three.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible.
I just taste the salt.
Oh my god, it gets worse as you chew.
Oh.
Well, you better get used to that kind of taste, Nick.
Oh,
most of the sweet
taste
like
someone's vomited in my mouth.
No, that's definitely licorice.
Salty licorice. I mean, that really sums up the whole of that box, really. I mean.
Oh, it tastes like this is so awful.
Well, yes.
Ugh.
I'd like to meet some.
And it's so chewy as well.
Mm. It's stuck in my teeth.
Not ooey. This is
like enough braces.
This is like a kick in the crotch, which would last you the whole day, except tasteful.
Well, it's not that bad.
It wasn't as bad as the last stuff we tried.
Well,
but still pretty bad.
Hold your horses.
It's not breaking up. I'm gonna have to just swallow large pieces.
Yeah, I just downed it some lemonade and swallowed more coal. I got to pick out my teeth now.
I'd like to meet someone who's from one of these countries, though, and just
ask them why.
I mean, I'd say, do you actually enjoy these sweets? Because I don't. It's like toxic waste, you know, those sweets. No one bought those to enjoy
them. I like
them. It was just me that bought
them. My mouth feels very clean now. It's like having a chemical. But
yeah.
No,
it's like rinsing my mouth out with lye.
I've got loads of
This is Gott & Blandit right here. Gott & Blandit original.
Doesn't sound salty. They're just wine gums by the looks of things.
I think this will get us back to normal.
Back to reality.
For some more, for a downward spiral into hate.
I tried those little monkey ones yesterday.
Little monkey ones? What little monkey
You'll
ones?
See.
Oh, God. Are they hard or soft?
I don't know.
Give me. Their wine gums.
I just get one, do I? A fish-shaped wine gum. I want that one.
I want the black one. Black Swedish candy is... Yeah.
Oh, no, this is licorice.
Oh, man. You chose a licorice.
So these ones are just wine gums with the odd bit of licorice in.
Right.
Well, they
might surprise you and be filled with salt.
This one has holes in it. I can look through this week.
Right. Three.
I'm just
gonna go. Well, that is just licorice.
This is a really soft wine gum.
Why do they put
kind of like glue or something?
Yeah, it's just really soft. What kind of wine gum you left in the sun a bit?
Well, I guess yours can't be compared to mine because yours were wine gums and mine was just licorice.
why did you swap to a nice licorice?
I thought it was a black wine gum.
What's that?
Does that say salter?
Who wants to read it out?
Oh, it's gotten bland at salt.
This is the mean older brother.
And they're all really nice. They're all seashell shaped.
Yeah.
Taste
the sea.
Can I have
There's
one?
The licorice.
Can I have
I found the licorice.
Can I have one that's not black, please?
I don't think it will help, but sure.
Hopefully it's just a salty wine gum.
It's weird that the packs of sweets aren't that varied. They're just wine gums and then just the odd bit of licorice. It's not like a variety pack of different...
I want that one. Red chilli. Oh, God, I got a red chilli.
I've got a...
I got a salty... I don't know if it's like...
A brown shell.
It looks like sugar, but it's probably salt.
It's salt. I just tasted it. I just licked it.
Oh,
Three. This is the consistency of these ones. It's going to spread itself all around your mouth and between your gums.
Oh, man.
It just gets over with.
Ready?
Yep.
Go.
Ow.
Oh my God! What is wrong with this sweet?
Well, it's the salt.
No.
It'll be quite nice if they put sugar instead of salt, like regular people.
No.
Oh, it's not even. I like the taste of salt. What does it?
No.
It's horrible.
Even the sweets in themselves are just. They don't taste nice.
Oh God, it's dying. Do you want a drink there, Ed?
Oh.
Well, that wasn't as bad as the...
I think that was the worst one of today, actually.
I think the worst thing is it's not just salt, it's sea salt, which is the worst
Do you want me to tell you what it actually is?
What?
It's ammonium chloride.
Our old friend ammonium chloride.
Oh, that stinks as well.
Oh, it's just piss.
Smell your fingers.
My
God, that was horrible.
It's just piss.
Oh.
How many more are there, for fuck's sake?
There's two more left.
I like that Ed's got an entire bag of these two now eat.
Yeah. I'll just inflict pain
these
on other
ones
people.
These ones aren't the worst, actually.
No.
Right. This next one is Jungle Rao.
It's got a monkey. I usually like monkeys.
That translates to Roar of the Jungle.
Oh.
No. Yeah, look, they're just nice little sugary monkeys in there, Nick.
Oh.
Definitely sugary.
Are they black?
Yeah, they're just...
Oh!
Just sugary.
These are small, so let's have a few.
No! I want two. That'll be it.
I was just seeing if I had a dice anywhere we could make it more fun.
That is an 8-sided dice, Ed. That is murder.
Yep.
Alright, I'll get the first roll.
Nick?
I hope he rolls 8.
One!
Yay! Nick rolled a 1.
Oh, God.
My turn to roll.
Oh, it's a little monkey.
I rolled
that wasn't
a
roll. You just dropped it.
Oh, it was a roll.
Six. It is a little monkey, I've noticed.
Yeah, a little sugary monkey.
Salty monkey.
No, sugary.
Salty monkey. Just
it's a sweet, Nick. Why would they put salt on a sweet?
Because the Swedes obviously like salt on their everything.
I think this is Finnish. Of them are
it's
Finnish.
It's all Scandinavian.
No, one more.
Jeez, I only had one yesterday.
Five. Well, I'm happy with one.
Yes, you would be. It's the least amount of Swedish monkeys that you have to eat.
I don't want to eat a Swedish salty monkey.
One will be bad enough,
I'll
Nick.
Give you a
believe
Swedish
me.
Salty monkey. All right.
I mean, I have a cold at the moment, so my taste buds are kind of to the usual standard.
Let's roll.
Three,
two, one.
That is really bad.
Oh, I can't eat it. I can't move it. It's got a shake.
I have 5!
At least you guys didn't have 6 of them.
With 5, you can't put it like to the size of your mouth because there's too many.
Once the salt's gone, the sweets are okay.
Yeah, I've decided to just lick the salt off of them and just bear that.
But the salt I'm usually quite a fan of salt, but this is...
This is bad tasting salt.
It's ammonium chloride, isn't it, rather than sodium.
The candy itself is actually quite nice. Once you lick the salt off. But the salt is really horrible.
Once your taste buds have been removed from your mouth.
I don't want my bag of sweets to be like a bush tucker trial. I'd like it to just be nice. That's supposed to be like a luxury, kind of a nice thing.
It actually tastes really nice if you lick the salt off.
I think it's just a contrast.
Is it worth it, though?
I would buy these and wash them, then eat them.
Wow. That's quite a lot of effort, though.
Oh, these are so chewy.
I think I'm just going to have to swallow them all.
It tastes of banana.
It does not taste of banana.
Mine tastes of smoky banana.
You've only got one. I keep forgetting.
Not chewing all those.
Mine are stuck in my teeth. Let me just swallow them down.
That was not... Those were horrible.
Apart from the salt, that was really nice. I'm enjoying mine right now. It's like a smoky banana flavour.
Well, there are a few things that made it bad.
The salt
that it was covered in, the horrible, horrible salt.
The burning sensation, as you think the salt is cutting through my tongue.
Yeah, I got that.
The horrible taste, and then the fact that they're so chewy that I just had to swallow them all whole, and I had six of them. Still got one of them. I mean,
I'm gonna bring
nothing
these,
was good, nothing
bring
was good.
Around to yours on New Year's.
Yeah.
We'll let everyone have a sort of more...
Do like a sweet kind of buffet. And
well, people can...
Imagine dropping that
people
drink
can hear the,
it.
People can hear the loose bag and then, you know, see what it's all about. I think this is a... Well, it's more of a loose box, but...
Okay, the last one. Okay. Now, these ones... I had one of the... How big are them?
How big they am?
They're like Werther's Originals kind of size,
maybe,
I guess.
Maybe half.
Yeah, and half and round up.
Yeah.
Where's the dice gone?
Okay, let me try again. I better get two. That's better than last time.
Two.
Yes.
No, three.
No, three. Yeah,
three.
And three.
Three.
That's a bit
three.
Better. Oh, dear.
How many did you get, Nick?
Two. What's this called? Turkish piss.
Turkish pepper.
Oh, God, this is like Turkish pepper.
And if you look at the, it's supposed to be spicy.
God. These look horrid.
They look like beetles. They look like they could just grow some legs and like run around.
Oh, they're all sticky. Oh, are these going to be really nasty?
No, they're delicious,
Nick. They got chilies in the front of them, I think.
Nick, yeah. The taste sensation from the land of Scandinavia.
Read the back of it, look. It says,
I think
these ones are like hottest on the scale.
Is this like cinnamon or something?
All right.
Oh, drop one. Well, now it's covered in carpet fluff.
Oh, man. You ruined it. It was so good. No. Yours.
This one is covered. This sweet
we'll
is covered in
we'll swap it for another
now.
One then.
No, I must have pulled one of the...
Oh. It might have improved the flavour.
Oh, probably. God.
They're sticking to my hand. We eat them quickly. Okay.
Three. They are. They're like melting into your skin.
Oh, God.
I'm already absorbing
them. Did you see the mummy... Where
yeah,
the guy holds the thing
and
just like.
He's going
to
do this to my
face. And then
face.
They go under your skin and you have to cut them out.
He's going to do this to my mouth, are they?
Oh, that used to terrify me as a child.
And you've got them in your hand.
Now I'm going to put them in my mouth.
Alright, let's go.
It's so sticky.
Let's just go. Let's go over with.
They're not so bad until you. They're not good.
Oh, now we have to go through that.
They're not as bad as I remember.
Oh, they're pretty bad just sucking them.
I said it's licorice again.
Just you wait till you crunch them, guys.
Okay,
one, two, three.
Don't spit it out, Ed. You guys are so bad with these things. a nice natural reaction to tasting something new.
Well, I drank my nose rub.
Okay, yeah, we get it. They're bad. Have you swallowed them yet? They are quite hot, actually, once you swallow them.
Burning my tongue.
Do you think they're hot at the moment?
Oh, really? I can't tell. It's so horrible.
I've got to swallow the other one.
No, Ed spat it out.
See, I'm actually just going to swallow the other one whole. My mouth is now burning.
Yeah, that wasn't a pleasant experience.
A horrible licorice burn.
Ah,
Ed, I hate you.
I'm gonna have one of the Bjorn just to make myself feel
better.
Yeah,
can we have the nice sweet? Why don't you have a black wine gum, Nick?
Fuck you. I can't taste anything.
Should have got some dime bars just to prove that there is a really nice Swedish candy.
Everything just tastes of burn. licorice burn.
Anyway, that was like 20 minutes of just eating sweet.
So, well, Henry, have a nice Christmas. Want to have some chit-chat, Ed?
Yeah, can we just have... That's my my favourite bit, rather than...
Henry, did you have a good Christmas?
I had a nice Christmas, thank you, although I do have a cold now. I've brought my cold, I've brought the current cold to the Lewisburg headquarters, our underground base.
Lovely.
The airlock that we have to go through usually keeps any kind of airborne illness
out. Yeah, but
you know,
disinfectant has been a bit of a fritz at the moment.
Well, we've quarantined you in here now.
Yeah, which is great.
Why are you quarantining with us? It's a stupid idea.
Well, I'm going soon.
The local drug lord that launders his money through this business usually pays to keep us well. But
hey, it's Christmas, he has to pay for his family.
Yeah, but unfortunately it hasn't worked quite so well this time.
Disgusting.
Send for help. Do you have a cold, Ed? Do you just have a cold?
I think the Swedish candy's just cleared out all of my sinuses.
My sinuses are now also clear.
Save our sinuses.
Save our sinuses. Yeah.
Oh, that's nasty. Oh, the burps taste of burning. Oh.
I'm not going to burp.
That's disgusting. Oh, they... Oh.
I'm kind of glad I've got a cold at this point, because...
It's probably good for you that you got a cold and you're eating all these hot licorice-y thingies. Ah, disgusting. Ed, never again can you buy Swedish candy, please. Just no.
Yeah, I think we've had enough for one lifetime.
Just bad.
Okay. How are you guys?
I'm alright.
I feel horrible.
Yeah, I feel... I also
should have
feel
asked
horrible.
You before the sweets.
Yeah, I feel horrible now.
I just had a trial by fire of sweets.
Nasty. Mm. Disgusting. Well, I don't know.
You don't get anything exciting?
I got some board games about trains. And some video games about trains.
Person.
And some comic books about trains.
Train Simulator, the board game.
Comic books about trains would be the worst, I think.
It's just
Thomas
Tank Engine.
And the board game's called Ticket to Ride.
It's actually a good board game. It's literally just matching up colours and then making trains.
Well, that sounds like a child's board
game. It does, but it's actually not. You get a big old map of Europe and you've got to make trains across it.
Oh, it sounds really exciting.
Well, I'll play you and whoop your ass.
I'm sure you will.
Exactly.
The only way to win is to not play at all.
But no, because I want to play.
Is that a tagline from a film?
I think it's just like the
war games.
The only
way to win is to not play war games. Would you like to play a game? Yes, Nuke America. Yes.
Okay, I don't know that, but
good classic film. You should watch it.
Okay.
So, Henry, what did
Speaking
you?
Speaking of films,
films.
Speaking of good classic films,
not good classic films. Speaking of films that were released this year,
and we are think are
that
good.
We've just got to the end of
exactly
that we were planning to talk about
the Lewisburg's 2012 Worst and Best Awards for films
that
games.
We've actually seen.
That we've actually seen. Yeah. So what's the full title? Say it again, Ed. The Lewisburg's Best and Worst Award.
The Lewisburg's Best and Worst of 2012 Films and Games Personal Achievement Award.
Okay.
Award.
Or the Lusies.
Yeah.
For sure.
They sure do lose.
Okay, so Ed, what films did you see that were released this year?
Give me a sec, I just had another sweet.
Shall I list off mine I've seen this year?
Yeah.
I saw Avengers, Dark Knight Rises, Skyfall, Hobbit, Wreck-It Ralph, Brave, Men in Black, Prometheus, and didn't see the last one. Sorry, H looks like an N.
Yes. Every film we've seen is a nominee, I guess.
Well, yeah. It's just what we've seen,
but
and some of us haven't seen.
There can only be one winner and one loser.
Per person.
Though we don't like winners at the Lewisburg, because there's only really one winner and one non-loser. Per person.
One loser and one non-loser.
One loser at losing.
Yeah.
What do you see, Henry?
I saw The Avengers, Ted, Dark Knight Rises, and The Hobbit. And Frank and Weenie, but I don't think I'm going to talk about that, really.
Ed?
I saw The Avengers, Dark Knight Rises, Skyfall, The Hobbit, and The Grey.
What about Underworld Awakening?
Oh, and Underworld Awakening.
Okay.
I think
so
we should have some
films
sort
you've
of...
seen, which is the worst one, and which is the best one?
And the ones
and
I saw...
And sort of say why.
The worst was definitely Men in Black 3, because it was Men in Black 3, and it was shit.
But and
it was
Men in Black, nostalgia.
It was a cop-in, because... What they need to do, just make another movie. It was shit.
Yeah.
The plot was stupid. The bad guy was stupid. The comedy was stupid. The stupid was even stupid.
But Will Smith.
It's stupid.
But Time Travel.
Was stupid.
Aliens.
I haven't actually heard anything about this film. So that's time travel.
There's this alien guy who's locked in a prison in space, and he breaks out because of some lady gives him a thing, and then he comes to Earth. And then a nerd in a video rental store has a time machine for some reason.
As they do.
And then he gives one to this guy. He goes back in time and kills the Agent K. And then Agent J has to go back in time with the other time machine to then stop this guy from killing Jay in the past. On spoiler, he kills Jay's dad, and then Jay is looked after by K. That's it. That's the entire movie.
It does sound quite weird. That last bit sounded like it really...
JKKJJ.
No, I mean...
Will Smith's character is, as a baby, his dad was killed by the alien, and then Tommy Lee Jones' character looked after him from a young age, and that's why he was picked as being the agent in the first place.
Well, I guess that kind of makes sense. But it's kind of like...
But no,
what a load
in the
of
first
bollocks.
Film, the only reason he picked him is because he was like, oh my god, this guy managed to chase this guy down.
Yeah, and not even Katie pick him, so there you go.
Yeah, so great. Yeah,
so there you go.
Done.
It was a shit movie, and I hated it.
Well, that's a shame, because the first film was quite good. The first second one
was kind of shit.
Was temperamental.
Kind of shit. But...
And then, obviously, as it goes, the third one has to be shit.
So
that's such a shame that always happens.
What was the least shit film you saw this year?
Hobbit!
Do I need to ask why?
No! The Hobbit. It's my childhood.
Nick only read one book in his childhood.
I did.
No, it took him his whole childhood.
This is the one book that I can only read.
10 pages a year.
This is the one book I can actually reread without getting bored and putting it down.
I don't really like the book.
You are a knob, then.
I don't really like the book.
You are also a knob. That's why you didn't like the movie as much as me.
I like the film.
The film was good.
Everything people complain about the film is exactly as it is in the book. So I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People always say, oh, it's too funny at this point. I'm sitting there going, it was funny at that point in the book. Oh, it was too slow. It was slow at that point in the book.
I think I just don't like the book, mostly, why I don't like some.
The book was amazing.
Yeah, but the weird thing is, I didn't like Lord of the Rings, the book, either. But I quite
no,
like
I couldn't, I couldn't. I think Lord of the Rings book was just too...
Too much book.
Yeah, there was just too much there to read. You're sitting there going, I don't want to know about Aragorn's braided hair. Just let me go, let me read about killing things.
I don't think Aragorn braided his hair.
He probably did at some point.
Anyway.
Henry.
So the best film I saw, which I'm pretty sure you guys will disagree with. Well, I know you would disagree with. It's Ted. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Ted. It was... Well, it's hard just to decide between The Dark Knight Rises and The Hobbit, actually, because I liked them both very much. But I think...
They were very different films.
Yeah, so... I think I'm going to have to go with The Dark Knight Rises.
Meh.
But I think that is mostly just because Batman was my childhood, and I just love... Batman.
Batman was the one thing you could have reread.
The only book I read, Batman.
Shut up. Alright, what was your worst then?
My worst one was Ted. But I only saw four films in the whole year that were brought out this year, so... Although I'm quite happy with Ted being the worst, because it...
Because it was bad.
It was a letdown, like... Because when I watched it, I just thought there were like little glimpses of Family Guy coming through, and it just made me want to watch... Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Yeah, I know why, but it was just like Family. I wish I could just watch four episodes of Family Guy back to back rather than watching this film.
Fair enough. Ed, best movie?
Right, the best film I saw this year is The Grey.
Yeah, no, it'd be that.
Okay, I haven't seen it, so I can't comment. Why was it so good, Ed?
Liam Neeson punching wolves.
That does sound
yeah,
kind
that
of good.
Really good, actually.
But that doesn't make a film, surely.
No, there's also a lot. There's also a lot of. It almost seems out of place at sometimes, but there's a lot of sort of philosophical discussion about people's like faith.
What's the plot of the movie?
Basically,
punches wolves.
No, Liam Neeson is kind of like a hunter for these bunch of people who work in oil sands in Alaska, because there's a lot of wolves out there, and Liam Neeson just shoots them so they don't eat all the oilers.
No, he punches them, Ed.
Right, but on their way to the oil sands, the plane crashes, and a lot of people die, and Liam Neeson's guns get broken.
So he has to punch the wolves.
I have no guns, I have to punch these wolves. This is totally what Liam Neeson sounds like.
Yes, so it's basically from that point, a ragtag bunch of survivors will have to try and fend them against the frozen wastes and off wolves who are trying to
it's like that
them.
Film about the true story of like the American football players that crashed in the mountains and had
except
to eat
they don't
each other.
Eat, yeah, I was going to say, except they don't eat each other, they just punch wolves.
But no, it's a very good film. It's the way that they go from being some people being kind of cocky to then like slightly more nervous, then
character
like,
development.
Yeah, character development. The way the character arcs are really strong in that book, to the point where there's like one guy who's
in the book,
but in the film, there's one guy who's like a complete douche, and like it's like, oh, this fucking guy.
This guy, oh.
But then at the end of the book, when at the end of the film, when that character makes his exit,
dies.
No spoilers. Not a bad spoiler.
It's
though.
Actually you're like, oh well, I actually kind of feel sorry for that character now.
Oh well, that sounds good. I'll watch it. Maybe I'll watch it today when you're at work.
I watched the punching walls bit. That sounds great.
Nick doesn't like any kind of emotion or.
At points, it does come across as slightly pretentious.
Oh.
As in, like...
Oh, these walls are society, man.
And no.
Liam Neeson is the man. He's punching society.
It sort of has dreams of being something greater than it is at some points, especially when, like, the concept of faith is being discussed amongst these characters.
Oh, well, you need a bit of pretentiousness or whatever the term might be.
It's only... Like, you could look at it as being pretentious, or you can look at it as... what it is. Like, I don't know.
So you're saying it tried too hard?
No, I liked it. Like you, I was saying, you could see it. I could see people seeing it as pretentious. I didn't find it that pretentious, but
okay.
I came to the conclusion the other day though that Liam Neeson must be the greatest action actor.
And why is that?
My reasoning is for this: is he's the main role in a lot of action films. However, he's not good looking in the slightest.
I think he's rather rugged in a manly way.
No, he's all like.
He's all not.
Yeah.
I think he's an attractive man.
So he must have to get by on acting talent alone.
Yeah, but the good-looking actors aren't always bad. Like, Brad Pitt.
In so Fight Club.
He's a golden example. Or Leonardo DiCaprio.
I used to think that Brad Pitt was a really shitty actor.
Me
until
too.
I actually saw him in Fight Club and was like, oh, actually, that's pretty
He has
good.
Been in some quite good
He was really shitty in Troy. In that yeah. Just stood that. Around looking pretty.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
But we're not reviewing films which came out ages ago.
Brad Pitt in them.
Moving on. Next week's episode will be the Brad Pitt special.
Moving on to we just review different parts of Brad Pitt.
What was your worst film then?
My worst film of the year is probably The Hobbit.
What?
No, it's not.
Punch in the face.
The worst film of the year would be Underworld Awakening.
Yes, I'd expected that. Why was it the worst film?
Have you guys seen anything from the Underworld series?
I know about Underworld.
I think I saw one once.
Right. Underworld 1, sort of romantic subplot aside.
What?
Twilight. Romance, Twilight.
There's this, like, there's vampires on one who are one team and werewolves who are on another team.
They have a football match.
Werewolves win.
No, and they're, like, killing each other and it's all gothic and
Twilight.
Hot chicks dressed up in tight leather.
Brad Pitt? In tight leather?
No, and, And then there's this dude who's like part vampire and part werewolf.
Okay.
And like the girl.
He's a chosen one.
Gets with basically, yeah. And then that goes on for another two films. And then the third film basically doesn't really have much of a plot. Nothing. Like, by the end of the film, I felt like it only just started with the events that happened. Like,
you just wanted so much more from it.
No. I wanted something to happen. Like, it shows them in the two main characters in captive, and the film ends with them getting out of captivity and like off to go stop the main bad guy, and that's where it ends.
Okay,
but there's
sounds
not
a lot
enough
like Twilight.
There's not enough story up to that point that you would think, yeah, them just getting out of captivity was enough, because basically, like, turns up, gets them out, then. That's it. End of film.
So just not much happened. Why did you watch it, by the way?
Because I liked the first one. And the
How many have there been now?
There have been four, including this one.
Because I watched one with Slade once.
Because there was a first one, a second one, and then one which is like based in the past.
Just getting a phone call.
And then there's this one which is a sequel. But yeah. I was kind of disappointed because I did kind of think it would be at least entertaining.
Mm. Oh, well.
Well, it still had Hot Girl in Tight Leather. So
it's alright.
Well, that doesn't make a film for me.
I'll shout at you.
Where's Brad Pitt?
In Tight Leather. I'll make a movie of it.
So.
Before we end this, can I give an honourable mentions?
Yep.
Wreck-It Ralph. when it comes out next year in England, will be the best movie of the year.
Well, that will be next year's.
Exactly. But I've already seen it.
What? Nick That's flew why. Out to America specially.
Yeah, oh, wait, America, just to see a movie.
Right.
In really shitty quality.
So. Okay, so shall we discuss the films that we all saw? Or shall we just... That's it.
I mean,
we all saw... So, The Avengers, The Dark Knight Rises, and The Hobbit. We'll try and make a... The Lose Bags Collective best film of
I
the
thought
year.
Avengers was alright. It wasn't great.
I hated The Avengers.
I thought The Avengers... I just really like Iron Man.
Yeah.
So the Avengers was more Iron Man, and I thought it's the one film where they finally got the Hulk right.
Yeah.
If there was the... Well, my secret to be controlling my anger is I'm always angry.
I'm always angry, punch.
Yeah. I did like...
But, I really like The Avengers, and I liked how all the characters... I liked how...
Interacted.
Yeah, I liked the character interaction in the way that... Good. Like, it wasn't they teamed up and they were all buddy-buddy straight away. Mm. There was, like, people who had similar interests and similar beliefs became friends, like Bruce Banner, Tony Stark. They sort of, like...
Yeah, I didn't mind that bit.
They sort of hit it off, whereas Captain America is more by the books. Mm. There was a bit of conflict, but then when Captain America realised things were kind of shitty, they sort of joined forces.
I think there was the thing that I didn't like most of the characters, like the woman, the one that does the bow and arrow.
He was pointless.
Thor, I hate him.
Yep, douche.
Captain America is just Marvel's Superman by the looks of things. He's just shit.
Captain America is
lame. Strong.
Well, he's just so boring, I think is what I meant.
I can't remember where I read this, but someone said the reason the DC's going to make their Justice League film.
Yeah.
And the reason that won't work as well as the Avengers is... In the Avengers, it's a bunch. There is one man who is a god, and the rest is a bunch of men, sort of pretending to be gods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Justice League, there is one man who is pretending to be gods, and the rest are gods.
Yeah. So they can.
And then you got Batman.
Yeah, he's the Batman is the one pretending to be something greater than he is.
I can't imagine that Batman will come across.
Oh, Batman.
Yeah.
Batman will be awful in that film.
Well, they have a giant massive space station in space.
They've got a new Batman as well, though, not using Christian Bale.
No, no.
Christian Bale!
No, they got Christopher Nolan on the Man of Steel one, so that could still be good.
I'm in two minds about that, because I hate Superman, because he's just like the most boring.
It just looked like Superman. It's Superman.
It looked like Batman, but with Superman instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is obviously...
I was like, oh, this looks pretty good.
So it looks good.
From Christopher Nolan, I was like, well, yeah, that was obvious.
It looks good, apart from the main character.
Built himself up a very specific style, I think.
That sort of grim...
Gritty, dark, but not gritty and dark in sort of a parody way.
No,
which
just
is like
an actual gritty and dark way.
Yeah.
So, Avengers, overall, meh.
I don't know. I quite liked Avengers.
I enjoyed it. It was alright.
It's definitely not the film of the year.
No.
I don't know why people went so crazy about it. That's what didn't...
Because it was a lot of stars in one movie.
It's a summer blockbuster.
That as well.
It's a popcorn muncher.
A popcorn muncher.
Yum.
Okay. You can put it on. There's no point in The Avengers that you would get bored. Which leads us on to the next film, The Hobbit. In The Hobbit, there is plenty of times where you could get bored.
No! Are you saying that it's all filler, Ed? And that you shouldn't have made three movies out of it?
That might be what I'm saying.
You're a dick. What? Why is it bad, then? Why do you think it's so bad?
Whenever I say something, just assume if it's the same to the book, I'm also criticising the book for that same reason.
Okay.
I didn't like the start because I went in expecting Lord of the Rings the prequel.
Nope.
I think I went in with the wrong expectation.
Yeah, I did.
Really
badly. Started off with...
Really badly.
This is the wacky action comedy of the year.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how the book goes.
I told you, you're not allowed to use that as an excuse.
Okay.
I would probably criticise the book for that if I read Lord of the Rings and then was like, I wrote this other book, let's see what this is like. I guess I wasn't expecting such a childish film.
Mm.
I don't.
But it is a children's book, isn't it?
I guess you could say it's unfair to criticise The Hobbit for that. But
yeah, comparing it,
I'm nothing but unfair.
You cannot compare that movie to Lord of the Rings because the way the two are written are complete opposites. The Hobbit has the dwarves singing in the first couple of chapters about breaking Bilbo's plates.
I did remember that from the book. I did think, is his name Martin
Freeman.
I was thinking Freeman, but it was like.
Am I just getting confused
he
with Morgan Freeman?
He is really good at The Hobbit, though. I do
thought,
like him
I thought he was a perfect choice.
Yeah, he was really good at The
there
Hobbit.
There was a scene sort of nearer to the end or the middle. It's impossible to tell with those films.
Which bit?
It's where he has just got the ring.
Yep.
And he's in the... He left the cave and he comes up to the...
That was towards the end.
He's like, why did you come back? And he sort of has this little speech. But it doesn't... It's not like a grandiose speech. It's
a
just
humble speech.
It's a humble speech, and he just comes across as like a really like stand-up, honest chap.
Really nice guy. Which
is just like
he is.
He's like, yeah, he's a real person. This whole
well,
it's not.
Yeah.
He's not like looking for greatness. He's just like, if I can help, I will.
It is the point. That is the whole story of The Hobbit, of this small country bumpkin who literally gets sent off on a wild adventure. He's out of his element all the time, but still deals with it.
Like, I think if they turned until they got to Rivendell, that once they were in Rivendell, I was like, okay, this is the film I expected to see.
Yeah, yeah.
From then on, it was...
I think going in with expectations of Lord of the Rings is kind of fucked the beginning up for me as well, because it's quite different, really. Like, it was a children's book originally. It's the same director and some of the same characters, and it's in the same universe, so you'd kind of expect it to just be of the same kind of, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, like some bits, like the bit where they had the meeting of Sauron, that's not in it, and that was just a very...
Saruman.
Yeah, I thought it was just very... No, sorry, Saruman. I was very odd, and it didn't seem to fit the rest of the movie, having the
I quite liked
dark.
That bit, though.
Because the entire movie, the movie isn't dark, yet that was putting in a dark tone, saying, oh, look, guys, that's Sauron, look, guys.
No, but some of it is dark.
Some of
like
it was, but it's not. The Hobbit isn't dark. The only dark point in The Hobbit is when they get shoved into Mirkwood and it's dark because there's no sunlight. There isn't a dark moment. I wouldn't say there isn't a dark moment in Hobbit. It's all, even like when you've got the, like it was what the Goblin King was singing, crush their bones, and he's bringing things. That was in the book. That was also like lighthearted. Like, we're going to crush their bones and kill them all. Then you've got, oh, no. Sauron is coming back. The necromancer in the hills.
Yeah, I quite liked that.
But you would, because that's homaging to Lord of the Rings, which was a much darker movie, which The Hobbit
did
wasn't.
Did anyone think that the wizard was...
Radagast of Brown.
That was really stupid.
That was, yeah, he...
Somewhat pointless, I didn't...
He was only there to tie in the, obviously, the Saruman. Because the necromancer is in it, in Mirkwood, right at the end of the book, but... I don't know. It just seems like him. Putting Radagast around there was pretty pointless.
I think they just wanted to get as much material from like Tolkien's other writing in as possible.
They wanted to let people know this is Lord of the Rings. Oh,
though after Lord of the Rings came out, quite a few years later, I played the game Lord of the Rings online, and like going into The Hobbit after playing a ridiculous amount of that. It's like, Mirkwood, I've been there. It does look like that. Those things are in there. I fought them. Those things are arseholes. The Goblin Cave, I've been in here.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked everything that in it was that was The Hobbit. Anything that was like from the Silmarillion or they added in just to tie the movies together made me sort of go...
I really liked the kind of the white orc or the pale orc. I liked that the addition of that to it.
He's mentioned in the book. I don't think he's actually...
He's not really mentioned very much at all.
Not even wargs. They're just wolves in the book.
Yeah. So let's go to the best scene in the book and probably... I don't know whether you'd consider it the best scene in the film.
I think I know which scene you're going to say.
The meeting with Smeagol or Gollum.
Oh,
yes. I need
that
to.
That was a fantastic...
Yeah, that
was
really good.
How are they going to take a book apart where all they do is tell each other riddles and make it interesting to watch? And they found a really...
They expand on that a lot because the book is literally, it has some riddles. Okay, go.
Yeah, but no, I thought it was really good.
No, it was really good. I just wondered, I kind of don't want them to, but I'm kind of thinking they might kind of bring back Smeagol. It just feels feels like he was such a big thing in the last movies, and obviously everyone loves Gollum because he's so funny and silly.
I do love Gollum.
I don't.
I'm thinking...
That's why I watched Lord of the Rings for
the
funny,
mass media,
silly Gollum.
I'm thinking they're going to kind of maybe... have him come back.
Yeah,
I hope they don't, but I can see
just
they probably...
Just when you said that, I was like, they're not going to not put him in the next two. I think he's going to be following them around, trying to get his ring. But he doesn't know it's Hobbit. It's Hobbit. It's not. He doesn't know Bilbo's actually got it, does he?
He does. He goes, because he knows he takes it. He assumes he takes it. And then
the last riddle is, what's in my pocket? And then he
he's like
wakes
up. Hobbits, what's in his pockets?
Something like that, yes.
But yeah, I don't want him to come back.
Mind me neither.
I'm 50-50 whether they will bring him back or not. I'm hoping they don't, because obviously, how can they? What is he going to achieve? But there's an inkling that he'll come back because he's a fan favourite.
Yeah, but he's in such a small part of the book.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, we've talked about The Hobbit, so The Dark Knight Rises. Is it worth us discussing The Dark Knight Rises, or should we just say now that our order is going to go The Hobbit, The Dark Knight Rises, The Avengers?
Most probably.
Well, I chose The Dark Knight Rises.
Well, no, I don't know, because I kind of think The Avengers was better than Dark Knight Rises.
People have said that to me, but...
Because I didn't set myself out to go see Dark Knight Rises. The only way I saw it was because my teacher put it on in my lecture, because we weren't actually having a lesson.
It
so
was
I just
also the
there.
Worst one of the three.
Yeah, that as well. It was pretty bad. It just kind of seemed very... Eh,
so is our so is our argument the...
I don't want to say Avengers was better than Dark Knight, but I don't want to say Dark Knight was better than Avengers.
The Dark Knight... We're allowed to talk spoilers. It's an end of the thing.
Hmm.
The ending...
Was
really... I left to the film not knowing whether you were meant to assume he was dead or not.
Oh, yeah, I forgot what happens. What happens at the end?
Right, he flies off.
Well, he's definitely alive at
Batman
the end.
Batman flies off.
Because you see him.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure whether that's just Alfred, like...
What, going crazy in his old age? No, he's definitely okay. Still alive, because they go through the autopilot bit, don't they?
If he was definitely alive, then why is he pretending to be dead? Because why isn't he just going to carry on being Batman?
Because he doesn't want to. The whole...
Yeah.
Alfred was like trying to get him to get away from Gotham City and have his own life.
Someone did explain to me that the person who's Robin is actually going to be Batman in the DC
really?
Thing.
Oh, that's a shame. I mean, I like...
And that's how they're going to tie the universe together, because Christian Bale gave Robin the keys to his bat car. And now Robin...
I hated that part of the ending.
That was so stupid. It's like, oh, who are you? Oh, I'm Robin.
Oh, okay.
So there's no Batman can't have the second spot. We went to talk why does it deserve the second spot, and we just ended up criticizing.
No, I definitely still love it. It's still my favourite.
Can you argue it into the second spot?
Well, like I said, I think I just love Batman. The parts I didn't like about it
were just about Batman,
the superhero part.
Oh, I did really love Bane. I thought Bane came across really.
I don't like him as a supervillain. I think he sounds too silly.
Yeah, I think the things.
It's simple. You kill the Batman.
That's not.
This
is the
exactly
Joker.
How he sounds. He's British, and he has a muzzle on his. Face.
The things I have to complain about the whole series really is the stupid voices of Batman and Bane.
Yeah, it's like
I'm Batman.
It's just like, come on.
You walk in the dark.
Anyway, and the things I didn't like, the Catwoman and Hathaway,
pointless.
Also,
like the really cheesy superhero bits, and that's why I don't like the Avengers, because I just don't like that in a film.
There was no point where it was better than the previous films, I don't think.
Well, The Dark Knight was kind of hard to beat.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a great film.
Though, I think, Christopher Nolan has like set out his three story arc.
Yeah,
the third film was meant to start with the trial of the Joker. So if you think about it, Dark Knight came out, Heath Ledger died, then Christopher Nolan, in the space of like a year and a half, has to write an entire new film, reshoot it all.
I guess, yeah.
And then do that. So there's no way it could be good.
I wouldn't say it's a bad film.
No,
it's my favourite film of the year.
There was no way it could have been like as good as the previous one.
No.
Because Warner Brothers wouldn't have let him delay it by so much, so they had to rush it.
Yeah, I guess.
And it was gonna be a completely different film. It was gonna pick up straight after he left off than him going decrepit for some reason that they'd never really explain.
I would like to see a Joker again, but obviously reason standing.
Yeah.
Also, Alfred waited a fucking long time to tell Batman the truth about his girlfriend's death. She was going to choose
Harvey Dent.
Yeah.
He waited until he didn't have muscle on his legs to walk.
Oh, Alfred.
Ran out and just...
Oh, he couldn't run away afterwards. You can't run from the truth.
He was just waiting until he wouldn't be strong enough to punch him in the face. But no, he's grieving for... He's grieving, like, after a month, he's like, oh, he's taking harsh... Like, after a year, you'd be like, Oh, I should probably do something.
After 5 years!
It's 8 years, isn't
it's
it?
8 years?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes my point stronger. After 8 years, you would have thought it would have gone...
There are a lot of
By
problems,
the way,
but...
I'm really... Maybe after a while, it just got too awkward. He's like, after the third year, he's like, well, there's no way I can tell him now. He'll be like, why didn't you tell me this 3 years ago? 4 years... Then, like, 5 years on... It's been too long now. No, 8 years,
Alfred.
It's just like... I'm just gonna leave. He's obviously like 8 years on. If he hears this news, it's just.
But yeah, I love the Dark Knight Rises because I love Batman. It's like one of my favorite things. So it's just nostalgia value.
Can we just stick Hobbit at first and everything else in a bubble.
I think.
And I don't like the Avengers because I don't just like a kind of straight action film. I mean, it's kind of shit.
So. Hobbit is the winner, and runners
Eric,
up.
Hobbit is the winner, then, I think.
Yeah, Hobbit is the winner.
I just looked on the games list. Minecraft for the Xbox 360 is just going to have to be the game, the loose bagged game of the year. Because it's the only one we've all played.
Yeah.
So unless Henry wants to step out so me and Nick can talk about Sleeping Dogs, Rock Band Blitz, or Faster Than Light.
But they're not going to be game of the year, are they?
Sleeping Dogs. Anyway, on to our personal games.
Okay, let's get through this pretty quick. We've been going a while.
Soul Calibur 5 came out this year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Apparently you've played it, Nick. I'm sure it came out last year.
Oh, well.
Let's start with Henry.
Right, what have I actually played?
Minecraft.
Let's get on to that
later. And Tony Hawk.
Oh, yes. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD. Well, that was fun. what is there to say? It's just like the original, but HD.
Well, what's your best and what's your worst?
My best out of the three games I've played
is
Minecraft. I can't really rate. I mean, I don't know why I like it ever or like why I wouldn't. So that's a hard one to kind of talk about. But
well, then that leaves you with two.
But they're all quite... Well, let's just say that Tony Hawk's is the worst, although it was still good. Walking Dead was the best. But I really love Minecraft, but I wouldn't be able to review it because it's just like...
Place blocks and then done.
Yeah.
Oh, it updated recently.
Oh yeah, I made a snowman.
Yay!
I love the snowman so much.
Anyway, so that's my
alright, Ed,
choice.
What about you?
Right, my game of the year would have to be Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah, fair choice.
Like, I don't know whether you guys know the background of that game.
The background? Oh, it's true crime, isn't it?
It was going to be true crime, and then it got completely canned, and the developers basically thrown out, and they were picked up by Square Enix.
Squeenix!
And the fact that that game even got to shelves, let alone got to shelves as like great as it turned out to be, it was just a surprise.
It's a pretty good game.
I played the demo.
It's got, like... sounds like a really reductive way to put it, but it's got the open world fun of like a Saints Row or a Grand Theft Auto game.
The Saboteur.
Fun, fast parkour thing of like the Saboteur or Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
And the combat system of Batman.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, and the shooting of Max Payne.
Oh, yeah.
It does sound good when you put it like that.
It is, so, it's pretty good.
I'll have to get it or something. That's
and
demo.
It's probably the best looking game I've seen this year. I'm gonna get Far Cry 3, and that would probably be the best looking. But
Halo 4.
I'm playing on PC, but
I'm playing on PC.
I'm playing on a PC.
I'm better than you. I'm a PC gamer.
But no, it is a fantastic looking game.
Probably not on our old beat up Xboxes. It wouldn't look nearly as good.
My turn, I guess.
Oh wait, is Sleeping Dogs available on the PlayStation 1?
What? The PlayStation 1?
Oh. Well, if it's... Okay, I won't be playing that then.
What?
You only have PlayStation 1?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
You have an Xbox, you tit.
No. I downloaded Walking Dead onto my PlayStation 1 as well as Minecraft. PlayStation 1 edition.
The worst game of the year.
You didn't know your worst one, Henry.
My worst one was Tony Hawk.
Oh, was it?
I still liked it. I mean, I can't do it.
Okay.
The worst game I played this year would have to be Soul Calibur 5. Character creator aside...
That's fun.
It's exactly the same game that I played on the Dreamcast.
I agree with that.
But graphics, man.
With an extra stick. But,
yeah, it looks better. The characters have got way more slutty. To the point where, there's a curve. It's like, if they're not too if they're not slutty at all, I'm not going to be too interested. If they're a bit slutty, then my interest goes up. And then if they're too slutty, my interest goes down, because I don't really
every female character has a cleavage. I don't know. I can't think of one that doesn't.
They all look like they're storing watermelons in their chest and trying to hold them with, like, small bandages.
The main character girl doesn't. Then she has a really short skirt. And then she turns into slutty when she has, like, a second form.
But, yeah.
Anyway, great.
Or not.
Or not, as the case may be, yeah.
Nick.
There's a lot to talk about with games.
I've got a problem here, because I've got three games that could possibly be the best game of the year.
Well, Mulamova.
Okay,
talk it out.
Halo 4, I've played, it's the most beautiful game I've ever seen.
Oh, beautiful!
It looks ridiculously... I was surprised when I turned it on how good it looks.
Is it available on PlayStation 1?
Yes.
amazing.
Far Cry 3, which is really... It's the one I've played the most so far. It's really fun. And Assassin's Creed 3, which so far I've played the prologue, and I'm going to play it, but I'm just going to play the other ones first. I haven't really played enough of those to say whether or not they're the best game of the year, but... I'll put those as patent pending. Patent pending?
Patent pending.
Rating pending. So from what I have played...
To be rated.
Yeah, TBR. Oh yeah, and you get mechs, which is like the best thing ever in Halo.
Oh, what?
It's probably going to be Halo, but you get little robots.
Are they called the Mammoth or something?
Mantis.
Mantis.
I just call them Gundams.
Is it made in Japan?
Yes. From what I've actually played... I'm going to get on a thread here and say that Fez is probably the best game I've played.
What is Fez?
It's a 2D side-scroller where change the angle of what... Everything's like a giant cube, so you can change what angle you're looking at, so you can just rotate the world.
Right.
So you walk to an edge, you rotate, and you walk along the edge again. So say you're here.
Oh, I think I've heard of it. Can you show me like a screenshot, Ed?
The only reason I say it's the best game of the year is because I played through the games 3 times in a row in one sit-down.
Did you?
Which took me about 9 hours.
It's also
9 hours of solid playing Fez.
Because it's a 3-hour playthrough game, but then you unlock more every time you play through it.
And you played for 9 hours.
There's like a whole other level to it where there will be puzzles which are just parts of the scenery.
Oh yeah, you had to like, because also you go through it once, you don't realize it. I looked on the internet, it's like, oh wait. That bit of scenery right there, I actually had to look at and realize, oh, that thing correlates to a thing 4 hours later in the game that I had to then remember.
It's like,
really?
Yeah. It's like everywhere there's just things around.
It's Tetris blocks. It's Tetris blocks everywhere, and the Tetris blocks tell you what direction to like. Like at one point, there's literally like 3 rooms back. There's a Tetris block with like just, you know, on a, like a series of Tetris blocks on a pillar. You don't know, but 3 rooms later, you have to input rotations and jumping that will then unlock a door.
That's on the bell.
And it does not tell you how that happens.
Though, also, all over the place, there's just random symbols, and they just look like pixels in the background.
But you have to write them down and, like, decipher them?
And the one room, there's pixels all over the place, and there's a picture of a... There's, like, a little thing of a... Like, a little pixel art fox jumping over a pixel art dog.
Yeah.
And, like, you like, look at that, and you go, well, there's that... sort of phrase of like
the
brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
Yeah.
And like you sort of take that I think you still have to do like a Caesar shift, like where you have to swap all the letters of one. You take that code unlocks the whole, and the thing is you can complete the game, you could play through the whole game not realizing there's the whole level, because like final completion is like 207%.
Yeah.
But you can get to 100% just by collecting all the cubes which are obviously there. Like, you could play through the game and go, oh, it was kind of a puzzle game. It was, you like jump and rotate the levels. There wasn't a lot to it. And then someone else could say, there was points where I got my phone out to scan something which looked like a QR code. When you rotate it, it's like, yeah, that looks like a QR code to scan it, and then that will tell you, like,
something. That's really weird.
It takes you to a website, which then just gives you a picture of more Tetris blocks, which you don't have to put in a room. You have to put in about 3 rooms later. There are, like, very subtle hints of how these all work, but I kind of gave up
halfway. That sounds really cool. It's kind of replayable.
Yeah, it's very pretentious, though, as well. The guy who made it is very pretentious about it.
Goldfish.
Yeah, that guy. It's a good game, though. It's very good, as long as you don't listen to anything he says about it. Because he's like, oh, well, it's the greatest game ever. It's all this thing. It's a really good game. It's just a very in-depth puzzler.
Yeah, it sounds
There's some fun bits in it where like the game just resets itself on purpose. and then glitches out.
Oh, yeah, no, you told me about that.
Yeah,
actually.
That's quite fun. Like, you'll get to a point in the game where you think you finished, then it'll just go biz, 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 and glitch out and restart from the boot up menu.
Mm.
But, like, the E in the title will flicker, and you'll play the game, and there'll be, like, just blips in the game missing. And you just play through it like that happened, and then you complete the game a second time a different way, and then the same thing happens again, but now it's glitching in different ways. It's just a very intricately good game.
Well, it sounds pretty good, actually.
So, out of the games you've played this year, what's the worst game?
I thought it was Soul Calibur 5.
I don't know, because I kind of like that. It's a very fun, stupid game to play. I'm going to go against what Ed would like here and say Rock Band Blitz. It was just a very pointless game.
I haven't played it.
I just kind of felt that it was very much like, yeah, this is an arcade game. Eh. It was like, oh, it's Rock Band Blitz. I was just like,
seems to have removed any kind of point to Rock
Band.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, that's not. It's just, this is it isn't.
I think
Rock
putting
Band.
The Rock Band name on was a bad idea.
Yeah, if that's kind of why.
If they called it Amplitude, or
just, it wasn't Rock Band.
Well, it was basically they made Amplitude again. No, Frequency again.
Yeah, it's just kind of like this is. Can't this isn't it. It's just like, eh, this is an all right game. It's nothing great. I'd say, eh, it's a point grabber game, and I hate those sort of games. Which is literally, can you beat its high score again? There's no like. Because Rock Band, the whole point was you played with friends. You wouldn't do the high score. This game's just sitting there going, and this is like,
no one can see what you're doing. Nick's pretending to use an Xbox controller. He's making that noise.
It's just kind of like, that was it. And then you went, oh, I got this many points. How can you beat that score? I don't want to. That took like 5 minutes. I don't want to do that.
Okay. So what was your best game of the year, or did we already have you? Sleeping Dogs. What was your worst?
Soul Calibur.
Calibur. Okay, yeah, I forgot. Sorry, it's ages ago.
Yeah.
And
the obvious game of the year
for the lose bag is Minecraft Xbox 360.
And the worst game of the year, Minecraft Xbox 360.
This is the only one we play.
It's an honor to be nominated.
Yes.
Should we talk about Minecraft for the Xbox 360?
What's the point?
It's Minecraft. It's just kind of like, if you don't know what Minecraft is, kind of like, you move blocks, you put it down, it's updated now.
It's like the PC version, but not as updated.
Are there strongholds
yet? It's on the Xbox. Yes.
Yeah, there's been strongholds for a while.
Is the Ender in it yet? Or the End in it yet?
I think they just put... No, they just put in Brewing and Enchanting.
Snowmen.
It's got to be in. Yeah, it's in then.
Okay.
That's the same. Oh, that's cool. We can play it and actually finish the game then.
Oh, it takes fucking ages to get to the end though. And then you have to fight the Ender Dragon, who's bloody impossible.
Unless you cheat.
It's quite hard to cheat. They took out the duplication glitch, didn't they?
No, you set one person's creative. You go on creative mode and do it.
I guess, yeah.
But then...
You cheat.
The good thing about the Minecraft the Xbox is they set all the achievements when the game came out, so they can't make it, like, they can't make you to get all the achievements have to, like, beat the dragon.
Yeah.
The dragon.
Which is good.
All the achievements are actually fairly easy to do.
Yeah, it's a good game. I like it. I can only play it for so long, though.
Anyway,
I guess that's the end of that.
My favourite thing to do is just to troll other players.
Yes.
You can't do that on single player.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's a fun game. Now what?
So that was the year.
That was the year.
What happened this year?
We missed out a lot of things of the year, but that's our year.
The Twin Towers were blown down this year.
It's not this year, you tit.
Henry gets news like 5 years late.
More than that.
7 years late.
I think it's more like 11 or 10.
7 years late?
Is it 11, Alison? It is 11.
I don't know. Have they built the thing that's meant to be there yet?
What?
They flooded.
Have they built...
The remembrance thingy.
Well, that was an hour of your reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one word haikus.
Wow, I hadn't even thought about that.
Give me a sec.
I've got it.
I'm just going to have to double check the meaning of...
Say.
I've got mine.
Oh, Alison, what should I say? That was not a haiku, that was just you making a tiger face at me. Are you not bored over there?
Okay,
fair enough.
Okay, take us away, Henry.
Incandescent.
What does incandescent mean again?
It's like isn't it? It's lit.
Yeah.
It's a light. Nick? Oh, I got one. Fathom.
Fathom.
It's okay.
I don't know what it means, I just like the way you say it. Fathom.
I can't... Fathom way like that.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's it. That's what it is.
Oh.
I like how it sounds. Fathom.
It's like, figure it out.
What's yours, Ed? Let me say stupid again.
Holistic.
Holistic. I've heard this.
What does it mean?
It means that the importance is the thing of... it's like, the importance of the thing is it's the whole of it and in individual parts.
Like Brad Pitt.
Yes. Brad Pitt is holistic.
Like, if you were to appreciate Brad Pitt's holistic nature, you'd appreciating him as a whole thing, but also appreciating him for his individual parts.
I like his little, yeah. I like his parts. There are some good parts there. Mostly all of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Brad Pitt is my one-word haiku.
Oh. Hyphenate it.
Yeah.
Can I have Brad Pitt, but not even hyphenated, just as a Brad Pitt?
You can have Brad, and then you can have Pitt.
Can I have Pitt, Brad?
I'll have Brad, and you have Pitt.
Okay, yeah. This is rewind my one-word haiku.
What's what your one-word haiku?
Pitt.
Oh, that's funny. Mine is Brad.
Oh, Ed, what's yours?
Sand. So mine really goes with yours.
Oh. Brad Sand. Doesn't work. Sand Brad.
Sand Brad. Okay, Sand Brad. Anyway, we're getting emails. Sorry.
Do we have any emails?
That's a good question.
We have at least one email.
Do we?
Yeah.
Is it from Dan?
Should we redo the Christmas emails, seeing as they were lost to time and space? This podcast might be lost to time and space. Yeah. I don't know what the quality's going to be like.
Can't you hear it in your ear, Ed?
I can.
Does it sound okay?
Yeah, but it always sounds okay.
Yeah.
Great. So what's the point?
The losebag at gmail.com. The password is Tits McGee. Don't try loving him.
So if you have any emails that you'd like us to read out, send them in to thelosebag@gmail.com.
Do it or I will kill you. With my fists.
We have... Come on, Gmail, load.
Two.
Email.
We have one email.
Ah, is it from YouTube?
No, we have...
Right, I'm going to redo the Christmas ones.
Oh, I don't think we should redo all the Christmas ones. Because we'll just say the same things and it'll be, like, fake.
I can't remember what I said, though.
No, I don't remember either.
I'd like to do the Desert Island one again.
Do you remember what you said, though?
No. I don't remember what I said.
Oh, I remember what I said, because I listened to it back again.
Oh, I do remember this one.
Read out.
My mum's fighting me again.
Hi, guys. Cannibal Martin here.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Just a quick question. I was picking some juicy morsels out for my Christmas dinner, and I was wondering this year, should I go for dark meat or white meat to keep up with the good work?
Oh, yeah,
Martin the Cannibal.
Racism.
Yeah, so Nick fell right into the trap of racism.
And I said you should only have... No, I didn't fall into it. I joined in with the... I dove into the pit and relished in the filth down there.
The filthy racism.
It was, wasn't it? You had to eat the lean meat from the middle of Africa or something
you
like
that. You said the organic...
That was it, the organic lean meat from Africa.
Oh, I said something much worse.
Yeah.
I don't remember what you said. I just remember Nick basically saying that he would eat African people who are in poverty.
If the four of you were stuck in a desert, which of the group would you eat first? Also,
Desert Island.
What would you rate this? What did I say?
Desert.
You missed out Island. That's what you're saying.
Oh. Also, would you rate this? Who would you rate? Who would you rate this question?
I guess it means how would you rate this question.
I would rate it Nick.
I would rate it Dan.
I wouldn't rate it Dan.
Oh, fine, it's a Nick then. If he'll be, didn't we decide Dan be eaten first, then Henry, then Ed, and I would just have to sit there and die on my own?
Well, no, the conclusion was that you'd be turned into candles, Nick.
Oh, yeah, you would turn into candles.
And that I'd like to kill you guys, but I just don't think I could myself to do it.
You would definitely go first.
Yeah, I said I'd eat Dan straight away.
I think we decided, I think he said he'd let that happen, wouldn't he?
I'd just eat
Dan. He said he'd cook himself in the sun.
So yeah, Dan was going to cook himself. Henry just couldn't bear to eat anybody.
Because I love you guys so
much. I would be Candle, so it means Ed. Ed would be the last one alive.
And I would eat myself in the order of left arm, left leg, right arm.
Why would you eat your arm like an arm? Why would you eat your legs first?
Would you cut your right arm off with your right arm then?
No.
You just eat it. You just like, you're werewolf yourself.
I would make the fire. Arm in fire.
So it's nice and cooked.
Nice and cooked.
Him just sitting there going, I'm
really hungry
so
though.
Good afterwards. How would you cook yourself?
You wouldn't be able to move around. You've already eaten both of your legs.
How do you like your meat?
Rare.
You would cook yourself rare.
I
would have to do myself well done because you'd feel otherwise. Like when you're eating yourself.
I think you would feel enough pain just cooking.
No, but like I wouldn't do myself so I'm like still juicy in the middle and then eat through that bit. Cause you would feel that.
Oh, this meat is still alive.
Exactly. You'd bite yourself and go, oh, no, I still need a few more minutes.
This is still alive on the plate.
It'd be a good way of telling how to cook things, though, if you just felt yourself being...
You're like, oh, no, that's really cooked. Oh, it's not that cooked at all, actually.
So yeah.
Great, okay.
That was our answer on the question.
I think that was different from last time.
It was different, yeah. Well, Ed didn't say that he'd eat himself last time. What else have we got?
Alright, kill it. Who's next?
Alright. Michael Rue Jr. writes in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a first-time emailer, not very long-time listener, and as it is Christmas, I wanted to know, if you were to sit on Santa's knee, what would you ask for?
Oh, well, let me just remember what I said last
time. I asked for something really stupid, and everyone else asked for, like, magical things.
If you could...
I remember what I asked for.
Could give each other anything at all, what would you give?
And I remember what you'd said for that.
What's the best and worst parts about Christmas dinner?
I remember that as well.
I never had Christmas dinner, so we can say what's our best and worst part about the Christmas dinner we just had.
I had to eat a sprout. It was the worst thing ever.
Whoa, you're terrible at eating things.
It was like cabbage and cauliflower mixed into a horrible, crunchy yuck.
So was it a Brussels sprout or what?
Yeah.
All right.
It tasted like cauliflower.
Oh, okay. See, I ate quite a few sprouts, I guess. Don't mind them too much.
I'm asking the questions in the wrong order. What would you ask for if you're on Santa's knee?
Well, last time I asked for a thorough understanding of chemistry. Dan asked for a Sega Model 2.
What did I ask for?
Although he's not here. You asked for a console that could play any game.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick by that.
I don't know what I asked for.
You asked for. I don't even remember what you asked for, actually.
No, like I said. Okay, what's the second question? Ed, what? Quickly, new answer.
What was I? Well, I already have a rubber chicken.
What else is there?
Well, I didn't when this podcast.
I need a bigger
rubber chicken. One which I can fit this rubber chicken in.
Oh, God.
One that you can climb inside and be its egg.
Yeah. Oh, that's disgusting.
I don't know how I'd phrase that to Santa.
A chicken big enough chicken. I can climb inside. Oh. Alright, next question. If you each could, what would I give Dan?
Well, no. The question was if you could give each other anything
wasn't it just
at all, what
AIDS.
Would you give?
AIDS.
Yes, Ed said AIDS.
And then everyone agreed.
So, we've all got AIDS.
Okay. What was the best and worst part about Christmas dinner?
AIDS.
I've now said...
AIDS again.
Sprouts.
AIDS and sprouts.
Sprouty AIDS.
My worst part...
AIDS.
AIDS sprouts.
I had a terrible cold. I mean, that's the worst part of Christmas in general. But the best part... AIDS. The best part was AIDS.
Henry has terrible tendencies.
Oh, the best part?
Has to be pretty bad if AIDS is the best part.
Oh, no. I had my German uncle come. I guess it's my aunt's dad, but not blood relation. He came around and he had bratwurst wrapped in German thick bacon.
Mm.
Oh my God, those things were amazing.
The sausages and bacon was my best thing for
me. But it says bratwurst wrapped in thick German bacon.
Bratwurst.
It was amazing. And I had four and I felt so bad but so good afterwards.
Okay, well thank you Michael Rue Jr. for your wonderful questions.
Nice. Wonderful world of Michael Rue Jr. No,
Sam Fisher. Shut up! Sam Fisher!
You're not supposed to read that out.
Where are the jingles?
Into the mic.
Where are the jingles? Where are the jingles?
Yeah, so this is another email from the Bossatron 3000.
It's from Bassy. No, Ohio. Dear
Losebag. It's pronounced Bassy.
Oh, I don't know.
His name's the Bossatron 3000.
All right, dear Losebag, your podcast needs more in-your-face jingles. Keep up the good work, but include jingles. Yeah, well,
that's not really. That's not really a question.
No, it's not, and we don't do jingles.
Well, we've had jingles in the past. Ed does the emails. Ed, did you even do the emails jingle?
No, I didn't. Quickly. Oh, well, do it now. Cut it in.
Emails!
There you go.
Oh, that was right in my face, Ed. Great.
Emails!
Okay.
All right, so that wasn't a question. That was just a request.
I think it's some advice.
We don't do requests.
We're not a request show.
Questions. Not really questions.
We do questions. Okay.
If you can put it in the form of a question.
Will there be more jingles?
Or can you?
The question is, where are the jingles?
Are we going to do jingles? I don't think we're going to.
Where are the jingles? I don't know what... I don't really know.
We're going to foray into the realms of video, and you don't really do jingles in a foray video, do you?
But,
I don't know. That's the end of the emails anyway, isn't it?
I think it should be the end of the show. We've gone on for long enough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Hopefully the audio is actually workable, but... Oh,
we will see you next year.
I won't.
What?
I'm dead.
Oh, Nick's leaving yep. The show. His probation period is over at the least.
My internship is over.
We need to discuss his internship, yeah.
It's over. Are we not going to hire me? So I might not actually be here. Going to get hired as a full-term loose bagger. But I don't know.
It doesn't pay very well.
No.
In fact, You have to contribute your own money to it sometimes.
I think I've done well. I'm not sure what the bosses say, though.
Yeah,
I think
you've been in...
I might have to go back to being a celebrity.
You've been in as many episodes as Dan now.
And dead.
No.
I might have to go back to being a celebrity and just leave this realm.
Okay.
Yeah, hello. Welcome to the...
We'll see you on the wild side. 2013!